Hello and welcome to our readings in 1 Samuel. It's the 14th of March and today we're reading from 1 Samuel in chapter 6. Lord Jesus, help us to learn something that will help us to follow you better from this passage today. Holy Spirit, come and speak to us as we read your wonderful word. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Samuel chapter 6. When the ark of the Lord had been in Philistine territory for 7 months, the Philistines called for the priests and diviners and said, "What should we do with the ark of the Lord? Tell us how we should send it back to its place." They answered, "If you return the ark of God of Israel, do not send it back to him without a gift. By all means, send a guilt offering to him. Then you will be healed and you will know why this hand has not been lifted from you." The Philistines asked, "What guilt offering should we send to him?" They replied, 5 gold tumours and 5 gold rats, according to the number of Philistine rulers, because the same plague has struck both you and your rulers. Make models of the tumours and of the rats that are destroying the country, and give glory to Israel's God. Perhaps he will lift his hand from you and your gods and your land. Why do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaohs did? When Israel's God dealt harshly with them, did they not send the Israelites out so they could get on their own way? Now then, get a new cart ready, with 2 cows that have been calved and never been yoked. Hitch the cows to the cart, but take their calves away and pen them up. Take the ark of the Lord and put it on the cart, and in a chest beside it, put the gold objects you are sending back to him as a guilt offering. Send it on his way, but keep watching it. If it goes up to its own territory towards Beth Shemesh, then the Lord has brought this great disaster on us. But if it does not, then we shall know that it was not his hand that struck us, but happened to us by chance. So they did this. They took 2 such cows and hitched them to the cart and penned up their calves. They placed the ark of the Lord on the cart, and along with it the chest containing the gold rats and the models of the tumours. Then the cows went straight up towards Beth Shemesh, keeping on the road and lowing all the way. They did not turn to the right or to the left. The rulers of the Philistines followed them as far as the border of Beth Shemesh. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were harvesting their wheat in the valley, and when they looked up and saw the ark, they rejoiced at the sight. The carts came to the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh, and there it stopped beside a large rock. The people chopped up the wood of the cart and sacrificed the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord together with the chest containing the gold objects and placed them on the large rock. On that day the people of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and made sacrifices to the Lord. The 5 rulers of the Philistines saw all this and then returned that day to Ekron. These are the gold tumours the Philistines sent as a guilt offering to the Lord, 1 each for Ashdod, Gaza, Ashkelon, Gath and Ekron. And the number of the gold rats was according to the number of Philistine towns belonging to the 5 rulers, the fortified towns with their country villages. The large rock on which the Levites set the ark of the Lord is a witness to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. But God struck down some of the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh, putting 70 of them to death because they looked into the ark of the Lord. The people mourned because of the heavy blow the Lord had dealt them. And the people of Beth Shemesh asked, "Who can stand in the presence of the Lord, this holy God? To whom will the ark go up from here?" And then they sent messengers to the people of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have returned the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up to your town." Well, you know, previously they'd made the mistake of thinking that the ark was just magic, in a sense, and, you know, having the ark would give them victory. They lost it, the Philistines captured it, and of course the Lord actually judged the Philistines with these tumours and rats attacking them. And so they decide to send it back, and, you know, obviously they're recognising that, the Philistines are recognising that guilt needs to be dealt with in some way or other. They don't know how to do it, and they do it the wrong way. They create these idols of tumours and rats. You know, people deal with sin with works, don't they? They try to get back to God with works. It doesn't work. But anyway, they send it on its way, on the cart, with no people to guide it. And of course, it goes the right way. It's too embarrassing for the people to go with it. And it arrives in this Israelite area, Beth Shemesh. And, you know, they haven't learned, have they? I mean, they do make the sacrifices, and thank God that's good, but they haven't learned. They still see it as a trophy for Israel. And, you know, some of them are looking in, seeing what had been sent over, you know, a bit like people rubbernecking a car accident. And 70 of them got judged because of that, because they weren't treating it with the holiness. This is the place of the presence of God and his holiness, the ark. And they're just, you know, treating it like a trophy and gaping at it. And so they just want it gone. They want it gone up into the next town. So this passage, you know, kind of teaches us that there is a right way to handle God, a right way to deal with God, a right way to come back to God, and a wrong way. And we are challenged to go the way of holiness, to honour the presence of God and his holiness, and to do the right things and not, you know, not kind of treat things lightly or things to be gawked at. Father God, help us today, Lord, to recognise how wonderfully holy you are. You are almighty, not almighty. And we put alongside that the fact that you are Abba, your Abba Father, that we have such closeness and intimacy with you through the Holy Spirit. So help us, Lord, to enjoy intimacy with you, but also understand and live and serve you in your holiness, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.